Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to your talk with your girl, Nyala Zamashamo, on the platform, Talking Girls, Young Women, and Young People, and Development. And today we want to really just touch a bit about the utterances that Member of Parliament Mahoka said about the rape of young people, about women, where she said that women should wear long clothes so that when men rape them, they can actually be raped better when they are wearing long dresses. I do think that she was trying to say that women have to dress properly so that they don't attract men. But the question is, are all rape cases attracted by dressing, and is dressing justifiable for women to be married? What happened to freedom of dressing? Please, Kari, tell me what you think as a person who works with young women and is a young woman herself.
We actually, as Irene, we're actually disappointed by those utterances. You know, Mahoka is an MP for Rongwe East. We look up to people like her. They're supposed to protect us. But when she utters such reckless statements in public, it leaves us to wonder if they really care about the rights of the young women and girls. You know what? It's not about dressing that can perpetuate rape. She justified rape, and she said that women should wear long dresses and should not wear short dresses. So we asked a question in the statement that she wrote to the Daily News, asking me that our diapers ministers, because we have cases of children being raped each and every day. But Mahoka said that I should wear long dresses so that she cannot be raped. What about
and just also, thank you, Tariro. While you have mentioned a lot of important issues about children who are being raped, about everything. But also, I do remember that Vice President Honorable Mnangagwa at one point said women should be allowed to wear what they want. And the freedom that this country has is also for women, the freedom of dressing. And also, I remember at one point I was on record saying, we do see men always wearing, you know, walking around with their chests bare, and women never, you know, go to men and start harassing them. How does that all fit with the issues of freedom of movement, freedom of dressing, the rights to, you know, all the legality, as well as a member of parliament who's supposed to be promoting legality issues, and we see her seeming to be promoting criminalism. What do you think about that?
I think that, you know, members of parliament, most of them are confused about the laws. They don't know the laws. They should just sit down in parliament and discuss some of these issues about the rights of women. Because if one of them says one thing and the other one says the other thing, then you tend to wonder if they really discuss about these matters. So there should be a law, and they should be guided to these things. Because most of them, most of the laws in Zimbabwe, they're not really aligned or tally. One law is saying this, and another law is saying that. We can give an example.
But
the
issues of violence, Tari, before we even go to the alignment of laws, just the issue of a member of parliament promoting violence, and because violence against anybody is criminal. So you think that, yes, they need capacitation of the law, but a member of parliament, should just understand the fact that criminalism or violence against any person can never be justified no matter what? Even if somebody got robbed and they got chipped, are we saying the men should jump ahead and rape that and it's okay? Because the member of parliament is saying women should dress, wear long dresses and actually be raped properly in long dresses.
You know what, those statements can actually perpetuate violence against women. Because the next thing, people will start seeing women wearing short dresses, saying that Mahoka said that it's okay to rape women. She actually justified that women are being raped because they are not dressing properly. So to us, it's quite disappointing. As an organization which deals with young women and girls, it leaves us in a place that we tend to wonder that, are these people really genuine about the young women and girls, about their rights in Zimbabwe? Because they should protect us. They should protect us from these men. But at the same time, she's actually, and for that matter, she's a woman saying some things like that in public. So,
but do you think that Maoka should ask? I think as we end this discussion, Tari, which you have well articulated about the rights of young women, the rights to freedom, and also the right to promoting the law and order in our country. Do you think that Maoka yes. should issue a statement and apologize to the women of Zimbabwe and explain herself to the men of Zimbabwe? There are also men who care about women, who care about the protection of their daughters, of their wives. Do you think that could, what could help if the situation, according to you, as a young woman?
Yes, I think she should just offer a press statement and apologize for those utterances. Because, you know, media is power. People read so many things. And if it gets to the media, she should write it and put it in media so that people get the point straight that what she said is not acceptable. That is what we want.
I think this is also just going to the higher offices. I think you mentioned that maybe the MPs may seem as if they don't know the law or they don't know what the Constitution says, because the issue of abuse is stipulated in the Constitution and freedoms are stipulated in the Constitution. And Vice President Mnangagwa at one point actually assured, he was responding to also another utterance, another member of parliament had said at some point. It looks like our members of parliament seem to be careless about their statements and underestimate the power they have when they are talking to the public. But I think it is also a plea that we have even to the Vice President Mnangagwa to say, can we have and all the authorities that be, that can we have order with our members of parliament? Can they know what they're when they're talking and addressing people, they should be careful about what they are saying. They also should equip themselves with the knowledge of the law and make sure that they are aware of the laws that are stipulated then and that are allowed in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And women and children are protected in that Constitution, no matter what. There is no justification for abuse. And members of parliament and public officers should not get excited to the extent of violating women and girls' rights. Whether somebody is dark or light, whatever their color, nobody should be discriminated against according to the color of their body, to the color of their, to their race or whatever, for whatever reason. So I'd like to thank you, Tariro, for taking time to talk to talking to Zimbabwe about this issue as a young woman working with young people. We really thank you for your input, and we say it will be honorable for Honorable Maoka to retract the statement and offer an apology to the people of Zimbabwe, to the women and girls of Zimbabwe, and to the men who care about the protection of our women and girls. Thank you. Until next week, have a good weekend. Oh,